Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex on the beginning few days of autumn season change, which I seem to feel I would want to dramatically say rather drastically every year. Summer is by far my favorite time of season. The warmth of the sun, just the warmth period, the humidity. When I was in Ohio, the rain, all of that. Days staying long, longer days. But with autumn comes a slight chill in the air. I was going to Google that and see if that's true, because I definitely feel like, especially in California, I ain't going to say especially in California, but in California, I definitely feel like the air has like an autumn chill to it. Temperature definitely drops slightly. Well, it drops, so I can wear my sauna jacket because I like to stay warm. I want to sweat, but, you know, maybe 65, 67, 68 degrees in the morning, but it still may go up to 80. This that morning has a little chill to it. The air feels a little fresher or drier or more brisk or whatever. I don't know what the word is to call it. And it affects my disposition, it may be my energy to a point. Because definitely during this season, it's gonna be something. This season comes, shorter days, it getting dark at 6 p.m. Changing the temperature or whatever definitely affects me. Combine that with the holidays. And that's probably why they have the holidays during this time of year. To cheer people up or to, you know, give them something. Because the way, you know, it just brings you, makes you flat. Not flat, but, you know, the dark and the cold. You know, I can see why humans would have done something to, you know, give themselves some levity in those times, during this time of the year. I was also thinking, what constitutes a day off? I ain't just talking about work. I'm talking about what I like to call a Jeffrey day. But every day is Jeffrey day, let's be honest. But when I say Jeffrey time, it kind of means that time to myself, completely by myself, undistracted. But to go farther, I even was questioning, when was the last time I had a do nothing day? It's called do nothing day and Jeffrey time, a Jeffrey day, different things. I can have a Jeffrey day at Jeffrey time and get a lot done and do stuff, exert energy. Or I can, and I also can have do nothing days to where I don't do nothing. Where I just lay in the bed basically all day, don't even get dressed, just kind of, you know, just lay out the whole day. So I was wondering, and I was thinking, does a Sunday where I do nothing but watch the Steelers, basically, count as a nothing day? Is a Steeler game day a nothing day? Because I was trying to think of when was the last time I had a do nothing day. Am I due one? And I came up with, well, Saturday was the LA Maggots day. Saturday was LA Maggots day. LA Maggots show, so that's not a do nothing. Sunday, Steelers play. Have a do nothing day when the Steelers play. Is that a such thing? Because when the Steelers play, that's something. That's definitely a something. 3.5 hours. You know, I'm into it. I'm this, I'm that. I'm thinking about it. You know, I'm concentrating, I'm concerned. So, that's probably can't be considered a do-nothing day. Not sure what to call it. Yeah, I got distracted by some homeless people. Interesting. Because one is laying there with his pants halfway down and his butt showing. And another one was putting together a telescope. They were like right by each other. I mean, like they were like, you know, seemed to be a pair or hanging out together or something. Like, you don't see your homie here with the his pants like that, dog. But as you can tell, I'm kind of waking up or feeling the autumn spirit, energy. I got to fight my energy. I got to keep my energy up for the winter coming up. I don't want to just start already. It seems I've And this is going to be interesting because no nicotine this season. I'm not smoking on anything. So I'm going to go at it natural. Hopefully it'll help me to get through it and not have that severe weight gain. Like between January, between December 31st and January 30th. I've gained 20 pounds the last like 2 years or so. Every year, then lose it, then. And I think this year, because I don't have nicotine to rely on, I didn't lose as much of that weight as I usually do or have been in the past. So we'll see. And, you know, this weekend, especially I was thinking again with the days. This weekend won't be a do nothing day. I'll be traveling. And then maybe going to a undisclosed location. You know, it takes, even though it's not work, and even though it may be pleasurable, you're still expending energy. Energy just needs to be replenished. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Happy Thursday. Did I say that already? Yeah. So, I mean, but as you can see, the sun is out. It's sunny, so it's not gloomy. It's just the, you can feel the autumn chill in the air. When you wake up, it's not hot. There's that little coldness that makes you want to stay under the covers. That part, that little chill or whatever in the air that makes you want to stay under the covers. That part. Whew. I got 36. Let me stop. I was going to start talking about how much PTO I got. And oh my God, would it be nice to take a day. But no, I'm going to fight through it, build my PTO. Because you know, at work, there's a guy who is a Rams fan and a Dodgers fan. And the Dodgers are in the playoffs right now. And it's like, yesterday's game, they were down 2-1. 5-game series, do or die game. And he had to work. He didn't have any PTO. He had to work. I was like, bless you, I don't know if I can do it. And that made me think. It kind of made me think, you know, with football, you don't have like 7-game series, 5-game series. So, and you kind of know when the game is going to be on Saturday and Sundays. And I'm usually off those days. So it's kind of like, you know, with football, it's easier to manage watching the games. You don't have to, I don't have to, you know, it's much easier to manage. But what if my team was playing and Pittsburgh was playing and I had to work? Now, granted, you know, there's ways you can watch it, you know, doing work. And there's ways you can do it at work, but it's not the same. I can't do it. It's hard. When Pittsburgh is playing, it's hard. I don't like being distracted. I'm probably spoiled. And I'm not used to doing something that I don't want to do. And being distracted during a Steeler game is something that I really don't want to do. I don't like having to divert my attention. Just like I say, or I think that with, I forgot, that's where I'm at. My mind is just drifting in and out of stuff. That's where I'm at right now. What was I talking about? Divert my attention. I think that, oh, my music that I make and do. I do it as a hobby. So I don't have to compromise. All the video stuff and cameras and web stuff, I do for me and me only. So I really don't have to compromise what I want or how I want it or what it should look like or anything. You know, if you're working with somebody, you know, it's up to them, whatever they say. And you have to be in not a customer service type mood, but a, you know, You're there to appeal to somebody. Not only appease, but appeal to them. And that's not Jeffrey. I don't really have the inclination to do that or to be that person. It's just not. So whatever music I make or do is for me and for me alone. And if I put it out there and it appeals to people, so be it. Now, that doesn't mean I don't collaborate with people. And there are moments where, you know, compromise is needed and accepted when you work with other people, you know, in situations. But for the most part, what should I say also that, it definitely for the most part, but also that I have outlets that can be purely Jeffrey. You know, I can say, oh, all right, I can do this for you here because over here, it's 100% the way I want. And I can exercise that expression and I'm able to satisfy that. And I'm fulfilled with creating something that's purely Jeffrey. Maybe just like at my job, you know, during those 8 hours I'm at work, you know, I'll do anything they tell me because on the outside of that, I'm fulfilled with the whole Jeffrey TV thing I'm building. And fulfilled is the word I want to use. You know, I feel, you know, I get enough from that to where I have no problem giving up my time, especially for the way I'm compensated and how wonderful that job is. So I go to work and say, all right, we're going to do it this way. I'll be like, okay, no problem. You know, I don't have to dictate anything. I can be completely subservient, knowing that, hey, when I punch out and I go home, I can get back to the land of Jeffrey. I built this, I have this. You know, I don't need to be promoted. I don't need this recognition. I'll say that I don't need recognition, but I'm sure I do. But it's not, I guess I could say in a crude way, I'm not finding my self-worth from my job. It may help me with my self-worth. It may complement my self-worth, but for the most part, I'm not looking for self-worth from my job. Or gratification. Well, maybe I am looking for gratification. Yeah. Some type of gratification. Like, because we're on a new system at work today. I mean, recently, do it. And I come to find out that they don't want us doing it that way. Like, they don't want us running the system in two windows. And I've been running it in two windows. Because it works better, and it looks better, and everything is better. And I come and find out yesterday, they actually said, don't do it. You know, I figured I just figured this out myself, how to do it. You know, blah, blah. But then I turned around and find out, they said, don't do it that way. I'm like, oh God, you know? But then, two supervisors said, keep doing it. Two supervisors said, keep on doing it that way. And then, so I told them, you know, cause I'll cheat, but I don't lie. I told them, I'm doing it. I'd be like, that don't happen to me. That don't happen to me. Because the way I'm doing it, you know, as they learn stuff. So it's nice to be get that gratification. It's nice to be recognized for doing that. You know, I said, both super, I said, keep doing it. You know, keep doing it. Because the way they want us to run it, because they want us standardized. They want us all to do it the same way. They want it to be standardized, and they want to work it out of the box. Basically, we're going to ITIL 4. ITIL is a information technology kind of training, system management procedure, guidelines, everything from the terminology to the way you implement to the process. It's to get everybody on the same page. Like if everybody learns and passes ITIL, that means that all the workers will be conformed and understand this is how we talk, this is how things are set up, this is how things are processed, this is how things are staged and all that. So we're trying to go to ITIL 4. And so they have help desk systems that align with ITIL 4. And we had a help desk system that was so highly customized over the years that it went away from a lot of the standards that ITIL 4 brings. Like one of his interactions, incidents, or requests. Everything we did was basically an incident, and everything is an incident. Some things are requests. Request is, hey, I need a new phone. Hey, I need a printer or something like that. That's a request, that's an incident. Incident is a stop in work. And ITIL 4 covers all what all those terms mean and what that means and why. And they want everybody on that same standard. And they shift back to that. We're basically overhauling our whole service desk system. From the way we take calls to our ServiceNow, to the app or program that we use to actually log the calls, and log the tickets, and transfer the tickets and all that. So we're going through that change. And it's interesting because it's definitely a change. We got to get used to it and, you know, all that. So it's fun. It's a learning thing. And, you know, with me, I got to maintain my performance results in doing so. And learning the ins and outs of it. Maybe the tricks or gimmicks. And all that. I was just thinking about a response. See, and I had the other system set up. You know, keystroke, hotkeys, just boom, boom. Somebody come in, you know, I chat. I had like little keystrokes I could hit, boom, boom, and send a message and not have to type the whole thing out. So all that has to be changed. They got rid of a lot of the customized stuff. Well, the customized stuff is gone, basically. So we all got to use the same templates. I had all my own templates set up, my email templates set up to where I can send messages or canned messages that I have to type all over again. I hit a template, it would populate the whole ticket, and all that has to be redone, and it's fine. You know, give myself a competitive advantage. You know I'm competitive, you know I like to do it that way. So, happy autumn, blah, 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 blah. Happy autumn, blah, 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 blah. I'm just, you know, you get up in the morning, you get your steps, you get your 10,000 steps or whatever, got the day started, you get back home and call off work That's like the best. Because you got the day started. You know, you. But usually, and when I do call off work, and I'm not going to call off work, but when I do call off work, I don't usually do nothing. It's rarely to do anything. Because if I can do something, that means I can work. And PTO is probably the highest priority. My job is number one priority. PTO is probably 1A. You know, not using that time off. As I said, my buddy who didn't have any PTO, he couldn't go to the game, you know, go to the Dodger games right up the street. He said he lived like walking distance from the stadium. He couldn't go because he didn't have any PTO. Oof. I want to make sure I don't ever get there. Mine was low at one time. I might have been below, like 2 days may have been the lowest I've gotten. I don't know, like 2 days. But, oof, brutal. Anyway, I ain't got nothing. Even though I just talked for 26 minutes. Sun is coming up, I feel the heat. Trying to get a little warmer in my suit. Mr. Scale said 215.4 this morning. It was 215 yesterday. It was 214.8 the day before. I gotta watch my eating habits. My eating is starting to uptick a little. Last night, I had a little breakdown, got back out of bed. Had some French fries and a couple of pizzas. Some French fries from Louisiana Fried Chicken that I got Saturday. In the microwave, heated them up. Didn't matter, just, you know. And I had a couple pieces of lunch meat. Some Kool-Aid, laying in the bed. I just needed something to satisfy. I needed that satisfaction. That reward or whatever. Ate that. While watching something. On YouTube, it's such a good feeling. Such a good feeling. So I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do tonight. Am I gonna go to an undisclosed location tonight, or am I gonna wait? Gotta get it all figured out. Gotta get it all figured out. Talk to my sister, talk to my mother, et cetera, et cetera. Jump on a plane Saturday morning, get a hotel room, jump on a plane Sunday morning, should land at LAX at 12:50 p.m. And the game, Pittsburgh kicks off at 1:25 p.m. So I'll probably be walking through LAX at kickoff time. But I should be able to get the game on my phone. At least the audio. At least the audio. And I may drive and park at LAX since it's only gonna be one day. There's some short-term parking closer. So I can get to the car, which won't make a difference. But I can get to where I need. I can go home, get home. Finish watching the game at home. And blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. blah, 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 blah. I usually don't walk around that far. I just wanted to see. Because I was riding up one of the major cross streets close to my house. And I come to this same street. And I'm like, well, where do I come out at? Because the way the bike path twists and turns, I wasn't sure. Because I crossed that same street at a different place. But we kind of start off from the same place and walk east. But one goes southeast drastically. And comes out, it hits that cross street at a different place. I'm like, where is that? Where's the, you know. But anyway. So we only got two times. For me, for the funk. I don't know if it's the blues. I wouldn't call it the autumn blues. I would call it the autumn energy change or vibration change. A change in the energy or the climate, because I can feel the coolness in the air. I don't know if I would call it a chill, but I would definitely call it coolness. I can feel it now. And maybe it's just in my head that it comes around this time of year. But if it's in my head, it's still real. If it's only in my head, it's still real. I'm not sure how you want to quantify that or whatever, but it's still real. And real is important. Real is important. There's a wagon over there with like 8 babies per wagon and car seats or whatever. And I guess they got taking them out for a walk. Daycare or something. That's one way to get them all out there, I guess. Give them something to do. You know? Gotta give them something. Distraction or something. Like her granddaughter. You keep her in the house. All day long. You gonna pay for it. You gonna pay for it. You gotta take her somewhere, do something. And yeah, so we're only out two times. For me, funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or the atom. It has ever existed. In any universe, whatever was it will be. A totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis, all as one. My name is Jeffrey.